Welcome to the Profit Priority Podcast, where we empower creatives to grow their business, expand their profits, and maximize their personal time. I'm your host, Lorianne Kuntz, wife, mama, and lover of all things business. Here on Profit Priority, we talk about it all, from unveiling money management tips that will help you maximize your profits to talking about time management ideas that will help you stay inspired to continue to create and to help you protect and preserve your energy so you can be present in all areas of your life, whether it's business or it's personal. Profit isn't just about money. It's about way more than that. Welcome, welcome. Today we have Holly with us. I am actually in her mastermind, which is kind of how we met. I don't know. We're local to each other, which is super exciting and fun. And through meeting her, I've gotten plugged into some people in like the Columbus community, which is fun because a lot of my clients and like network is just online. So I'm super excited to have her here. We're going to be talking about ditching the social drama, which I'm super excited about because I don't love social media, which is funny because people will be like, oh, you're so great at Instagram and all your content. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really like it. So before we get started in that, can you like introduce yourself, tell us who you are and all the things?
Yeah. So thank you so much for having me. I was trying to think how we met. I really don't know, but it is amazing having clients and just entrepreneurial friends in general that you can actually like hang out with and meet in person, which I think is a topic that we're going to talk about today. But I'm Holly Haynes. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I have twin daughters who just turned 9, and I built and scaled my business in, I would say, almost 2 years while working full time. And in January of 2022, retired myself and my husband. So now we run our business full time. And I like to say that I'm a business strategist, but my main focus is to help you build a full-time business on a part-time schedule. And I like to do it in a way that feels good to you and your priorities and not stress about some of the things that we stress about as business owners. Like, oh my gosh, I have so much content to post, or these funnels are stressing me out. I like to keep strategy really, really simple and really teach you to sort of ditch the boundaries that we've been taught, right? So I think even if I use a corporate example, it's like, well, you don't have to work 9 to 5. You can work 9 to 11 if you want, right? So it's like reprogramming your brain to figure out what success really means for you and then how to put together a strategic plan to make that come to life.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing that like drew me to you with like the mastermind that I'm in right now is like, you don't have to like be stressed out all the time.
Yeah.
I was like falling into that very easily. And yeah, I was trying to think back of how we met, but I think I kind of like followed your whole, I don't know, business journey, I guess, because I think I went into your Facebook group and did a training like way back when. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started like very basic, like I'm just going to host like a free community. And then it just sort of grew from there.
Yeah, it's been fun to kind of be following along and getting to know you like over the course of like this year in particular. Okay, and diving more into like the social media and kind of getting away from that, because I know for me getting started, I did get a lot of leads and a lot of clients from social media and from Instagram, but that continually was like pulling out of me. Like I remember I would sit and engage for like an hour every single day. And I'm just like, what am I doing with my life? Like my screen time was so high. And I think a lot of it too is as my daughter was getting older and being more into a toddler, she would see me on my phone all the time. And I'm like, I cannot be on my phone all the time. So I've kind of had a little bit of a different shift into kind of getting away. I'm still present on there. I still have like a plan with it, but it's not my forefront in my marketing strategy. And I think back in, I don't know what 2020 or 2021, I don't know when it was, whenever like Instagram crashed for like a day, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Right.
Yeah. And so I'm sure there's other ways that you can be and promote yourself without being a slave to your phone. And you have something that's called an antisocial strategy. Mm-hmm. What is that? Kind of tell.
Yeah. So first of all, I think back when I started teaching strategy, the number one thing that I kept saying to clients was social media is not a business strategy. It is a tool. Yeah. And so I think that if you take anything away from this, if you are running your business and it is based on how many times you post a day or how many messages you send out, then that's not a business strategy. And so the number one thing I like to share is, well, let's think about what is a business strategy, right? So it's like, what's your ultimate goal? Where do your clients hang out? What are you sharing? How are you sharing it? And then use social media in a way that's healthy and feels good and works for you. And so the example that I give is I use our podcast as like my baseline. If you don't have a podcast, it could be email, it could be a blog post, it could be a really long Instagram post, although I would prefer that be like your last choice, but something that you own, right? So I think it was this summer. I can't even remember the date. Our Instagram account completely went down, like disappeared in the middle of like one of the biggest weekends. And it was like, it's totally fine. It's okay, because that's not our strategy. We have other things in place. And so I really like to think about like, what is your home base that's not social media, where your clients can find out more about you, learn about you, learn about what you teach, but then use social media in a way that's like, I call it like a magazine. So if you think about like, you're listening to me talk on this podcast and you're like, well, who the heck is this Holly girl? What do? You either Google me if you're like my age and you still use Google, or you go to Instagram and you look people up. And so when you go to Instagram, you're going to see a lot of content about not using social media as a business strategy. So Instagram to me is like my magazine of content, but that content is a million other places, right? So I talk about it on my podcast. I talk about it on other podcasts. I talk about it on our website. I talk about it in email. And then I repurpose it in a way that makes sense so that when you do go to Instagram, you do see content. But if that happens to go away, or I just don't feel like posting for a day or two, it doesn't matter, because that magazine content, and by magazine, I don't mean it has to be like perfect and glossy and like beautiful pictures. I just mean the content is like, hey, I heard her talk about this, and then here's some supplemental materials that make sense. So I like to say that social media is a tool in your toolbox. Clearly I use it, but it's like second stage to what we do first, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go back to talking about like things that you own, because a lot of people are like, okay, well, what exactly is that? What are, I don't know, leads that you would own or contacts that you would own in your own platforms? So can we talk about a little bit of what platforms are? Obviously, podcasting is kind of your own platform. What are some other ones?
Yeah. So podcasting is your own platform. I would say your website is your own platform. Your blog is. Email is definitely a tool that I would recommend to everybody. Email, your email list, what you put in your emails, that's all content you own. I would even go as far and say as Pinterest is also your own content. Most people think Pinterest is social media. It's actually a search engine. Now, Pinterest could go down, but the difference between Pinterest and say Instagram is Pinterest points people to other places. So you're using social media or Pinterest in this case to point people to a blog or an email or a podcast. Those are the big ones, but I would also say a piece that people sort of look past is content that you own is your own knowledge, and that can be shared through networking. So I call it the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon effect. And like what Lorianne and I have built together, our relationship, I would say is a form of networking and a form of content that we share back and forth, right? Like I've referred clients to her, she's referred clients to me, we meet for coffee, we share what's going on. And I think people discount the connection of just having a conversation with somebody and sharing. One, in this case, it's super informal, but it can also be more formal where you're speaking at summits or you're speaking on stage, or if you're like, Holly, I'm not speaking on stage, you can then go like speak in somebody's community on a Zoom call. Like there's so much knowledge from just having a conversation with somebody and just asking them like, hey, how can I help you? And then how can you help them? Because I just tapped into Lorianne's network. She just tapped into mine. And so we just doubled our network just by having a conversation.
Yeah. And I was talking with my brother who has a like paint protection film and he's in the car business. But we were having a conversation this morning about that same like networking and just having a conversation, having relationships where we oftentimes forget about it. And he's like, man, like everything's been dead for the past like 2 weeks. Like I haven't had anybody super interested, just kind of like not a ton of interaction. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? He's like, well, I can't really do anything more on like SEO and online and Google and whatever, and like that type of thing. And I'm like, well, what about just like, where are your people hanging out? Where can you like just have conversations? Like all you have to do. And I think that's a huge thing with just marketing in general and growing a business and just living your life is people like forget about, like, we're here for relationships. We're here for like community, and we need that. Like you can't just go through life in any aspect without it. And then like Holly was saying, you just continue, like, it's just kind of like a circle of life is you just continue. Like have been on Holly's podcast. She's now on my podcast. Like she was saying, we double our audiences and just continue to grow that. I love it so much. And then also with those like high level content areas that you own, basically that would be your first area that you would create your content funnel, correct?
Yeah. So one of the things I also teach, mainly two things, is, and I'll just be like really bluntly honest, is I think the lead magnet game, everyone knows, right? Like everyone knows that at the end of this podcast, I'm going to point you to something that's going to be super valuable. And it is super valuable. I promise.
It really
is. Yeah, but you got to make it really freaking valuable, because everyone knows that there's something that you're sharing, which is fine. I say just make it so valuable that people are like, wow, I cannot believe that she just gave that away. And I always say, like, be so good that they can't help but notice, like, share so much and be so knowledgeable and so helpful that people are like, wow, I can't believe she just shared all of that in a 15-minute podcast. I for sure am going to see what she's doing, right? And so I feel like that strategy pays off over time, instead of like, well, let me just give you this like PDF guide. I have several PDF guides, but I assure you that you want them to be super valuable. You want them to help somebody get a really quick win, right? Like you want them to download it and be like, this was really, really helpful. And so I think really thinking through when you have the opportunity to network and to share what you do and how you do it, your message needs to be really clear. Like you need to be able to explain to a kindergartner what you do and how you help people. And you need to have something really valuable that you can share for them to get to know you and start to trust you and be like, okay, this is somebody that I want to follow along and see what they're doing.
Hey, do you ever wonder if something can be classified as a business expense? What are business expenses? What are deductions? Well, I have something for you. It is my free business expense and deduction guide, and it walks you through exactly what they are, what tax write-offs are, what the IRS claims are allowed to be business expenses, as well as giving you a list of what I see common creative entrepreneurs use for tax deductions. So head over to www.loriannekuse.com/deductions. Or click the link in the show notes to grab your free guide. Okay, now back to the episode. Yeah, and like you were saying, just very valuable. And I think a lot of times people are like, well, don't give away content for free. Don't give away advice for free. Like you need to get paid for it. And I'm like, but that's just part of it too. Like you gotta put something out there too and create that no like trust factor. Okay, so if someone's wanting to kind of step away back from being a slave to Instagram or TikTok or whatever they're doing, how do they know what type of social strategy to go towards? Like what type of thing, like podcasting or speaking at events or going to networking groups? How do they determine like what area they should really be focusing on?
Yeah. So my first question is, what do you like doing? Because if I told you to go speak in front of large groups and you hated being in front of a public audience, that would not work. So I would really think about like, what do you like doing? Do you like creating content? Like, do you love like hanging out in Canva and like writing? Do you like speaking? Do you like networking? Because that's going to determine the path. So if you love Canva, as an example, we might go down like a Pinterest SEO path. If you love speaking, I might like say, hey, go on a podcast tour and let's see how many podcasts you can be on. The key with all of that, though, goes back to my previous point, is you have to be able to point people to something valuable. So that would be my first question, is like, what do you like doing? And then I would ask you, where do your future clients hang out, right? So TikTok is like a big debate in our house. I'm on it. I don't love it. I do know that people my age hang out there, but I don't love it. And so if I'm trying to find my ideal client, they're probably not going to love TikTok either, right? Like, they're probably listening to me, like, I would rather be doing something else with my time. And so I would ask, where are your future clients hanging out? For me, it's podcasting, because that's been our biggest platform. But I would just think about, like, what do you like doing? Like, if I told you you had to speak on 10 podcasts a week, would that, like, make your skin crawl? Or would you be like, oh, I'm in, like, I love talking? And what are you going to share when you get on those platforms that you enjoy sharing? Like, I could talk about antisocial plans, so I'm like blue in the face, because I truly feel like it's made such a difference in our family and my business. And I think there is truly a better way to do business. Doesn't mean we don't use social, but if you don't like the topic that you're talking about and you're having to talk about a lot, it's not going to last consistently.
Yeah. And maybe someone does like social media, and that's okay. Like, if you like social media, go for it. If that's what you want, that to be your primary way. I mean, I wouldn't say put all your things in one area.
Put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, in case something would happen. But if you like it, go for it. Like, spend a lot of time on it. I have a group of bookkeepers, like friend colleagues of mine. And it's funny to hear, like, each one of us and where we like to be. And so I've went down the podcasting route, which of course is why I started my own podcast, is because I love being on other people's podcasts. I love doing my podcast, and I just love the podcasting community. Whereas I have another bookkeeper friend of mine, and she is like, I could never be on a podcast. Like, I don't, I think she's been on a few, and she's like, I hated it, but she loves social media. And so she has that, but she also knows, like, that can't be her only thing, because it could go away tomorrow.
Yeah. And I would say it's not a one size fits all model, right? So this is like a very customized approach, but the key is, one, you have to be really consistent with it. And two, you have to enjoy it. But if you love social media, then go all in, but have a backup. Like, you need to have a backup, like an email list or a website or something. So if it does get taken away, and I assure you that it will, given all the things that are going on with the world, I could go on like a whole tangent of how Instagram hackers make money from personal experience, but it will go away at some point. It will probably come back and everything will be fine, but have a backup and think about, like, can you do what you're doing in terms of sharing content and attracting clients for the next 5 years? The answer should be yes. So if you're feeling burnt out with your strategy, then I would encourage you to look at what we're talking about, an antisocial strategy, because it allows you to control your time and the outcome, which I think is something that social media sometimes does and sometimes does not.
You can never know what they're doing.
Right.
Like, what's going on? Like, what is actually happening? Which is also where I can't really get on the TikTok trend, because I just don't understand TikTok. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. Now, I know, like, from a TikTok perspective, and this is like one of the things that we do, is we repurpose our content like in 10 different places. So if I create a reel, like, I take the time to be on social and I use it in a way that matches what we're sending in our email list or on our blog, I will repurpose it like 5 different places. It will go on Pinterest, it will go on TikTok. And so you can think about, like, what do you like creating? And then how do you come up with a content repurposing plan so that you can be in 10 places at once, but you don't really have to be if you don't want to.
Yeah, for sure. Can we talk about, like, okay, so you were saying about repurposing and doing what you love, but also being in different areas. I have my own, like, kind of funnel of how I repurpose things. And I'm continually adding things to where my top thing that I love to do is podcasting. And then everything else flows through to where I really don't even have to do anything.
Yeah. That's how ours works too. And I would say, if you don't have a podcast, choose email. My recommendation would be choose email or a blog. And basically that means you're writing some sort of long form content. And that's just a fancy word for, it's a couple of paragraphs, right? So it's a couple of paragraphs on a topic. So a podcast episode, a blog post, an email. And then I literally sat down on a whiteboard and said, okay, if I have 3 paragraphs of a topic, what does this look like? Can I make 3 reels out of it? Because reels are like super short and quick. Can I, in our case, if a podcast turns into an email and then an email turns into a blog post and then the blog post goes to Pinterest and then we repurpose the reel from Instagram to TikTok. But all of this happens behind the scenes without me having to recreate content. And I would even go as far to say as if I didn't do it, it still is going to live on the podcast and our email and the blog, which is, you know, something that can be used for long term and not short term.
Yeah. And too, like, yeah, I don't even know what I had a thought, but it completely went away. So I don't know what I was going to say. But we have talked a lot about podcasting and being guests on podcasts and the reasons why we love it and how we do it. But I think a lot of times people are like, well, how do I start? What do I do? And if it's something that you are interested in, let's kind of go in, like, how do you pitch to become a guest on a podcast? What exactly does that look like? How's your process? Those things.
Yeah. So you have to go back to the questions I asked at the beginning, and you have to have something valuable to share, right? Otherwise, it's just you chatting, which is great, but you want to make sure that they do get on your email list or they do come follow you, and that there's a purpose behind it, aside from sharing and just being like a helpful person. So the first thing I would say is, like, what's the thing that you're going to teach and what are you going to point them to get more information? And so typically what I do is I have, let's just take antisocial school or how to, you know, ditch the drama of the social media algorithm. I will actually map out like 3 or 4 podcast titles, so it's super clear, and what I'm going to teach on the podcast episode. So when I do go to pitch somebody and say, hey, I think this would be really helpful for your community, they don't really have to think. They can very easily see, oh, this is what the title would be, and this is what she's going to cover, and this is what she's going to offer at the end. And for me as a podcast host, and I think Lorianne, you'll probably agree, like, the easier you can make the process, the better, because there's a lot behind the scenes that happens with podcast production. And so if you can give them all of that information and be like, this is how I can help your community. Remember, it's not about you. Here's what I can talk about, and here's what I'll cover. Would this be helpful for you? Again, making it about them, not you. The pitch is usually pretty easy and pretty simple. So that's how I start. What topics are you going to talk about? What value are you going to bring? And then I sort of layer in my, like, productivity hacks. And that is, I will create a schedule where once a week I'll make a goal of how many people am I going to reach out to. So it could be 3, it could be 5, it could be 10, whatever your goals are. And then I just keep track of it, right? So some podcast hosts will have a form. Some maybe just prefer DMs. Some prefer emails. And so the first pitch that I make, I try to do via email just because I prefer email and it's easier for me to keep track of. But some people don't prefer that. So the follow-up might be a DM, or it might be reaching out a different way. And then I just track it until eventually we sort of get in the cycle of being able to be on different podcasts. And I think the cool thing that happens inside the podcast world is everyone tends to be connected. Like, it goes back to that, like, network and, like, the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Like, I have pitched myself enough times that I now have, like, names of agencies and people that have referred guests to me. I've referred guests to them. And so it feels kind of like hard and awkward at the beginning, but if you do it consistently, it gets much easier because you start to have very genuine conversations with people that are running podcasts, and then they'll come back to you and ask you if you deliver, right? Like, going back to, is what you're sharing really valuable?
Yeah, I love that. It's pretty much how I do it too. And I really do focus on relationships and community first. So anybody that I end up pitching, I listen to their episodes, I follow them on Instagram, I engage with them, I create a relationship first, and then I do pitch. And I would say my pitch acceptance rate is pretty high because I'm really looking for areas that I can add value to their audience first and foremost before anything else, and making sure that, like, our audiences are in alignment. I'm not going to go somewhere that's talking about who knows what, that's, like, completely off, like, who I can serve and who I can help. So really getting people that are really into your niche and what you do. But thank you so much for coming on today. It's been such a great conversation. But before we close, can you give us any other podcasts you recommend for our listeners to listen to?
Oh, podcasts that I recommend. So from a business perspective, my favorite actually is Chris Harder. I share in the mastermind, like, every day. The reason why I like it, though, and this is, like, a podcasting tip, is it's like 10 to 15 minutes. It's, like, super quick, super actionable. He covers business tips, but he also covers, like, financial planning, which you would love, Lorianne, and just, like, how to build multiple income streams, also how to work with your spouse. So I love that one. I also love Heather Chauvin. This is more of like a sort of like personal health mom's parenting podcast, but she wrote a book called Dying to Be a Good Mother. And she just talks about her journey of like her personal health and how it changed, like how she runs her business. She talks a lot about energetic time management, and those are like my go-to currently.
Yeah. I love it. It's always fun because I've been asking these questions on like past couple guests. I'm like, now I have a whole list of who I need to listen to. Okay. Where can people find you online? What are you up to? Things like that.
Yeah. So speaking of podcasts, we just launched a brand new private podcast, which basically means it's like, my husband calls it a mini series from like the 90s, but it's a mini series teaching you how to build your own antisocial plan. So it's hollymariehaines.com/social. It's 5 episodes. I send you homework. You get emails. You can see the whole process at work. It's totally free. And it basically is taking what we talked about today and like expanding it into a lot more detail. So I'd encourage you to go take a listen. You can listen on the go. And it's like my favorite way to learn. So hopefully you'll like it too.
Yeah, I like it. It's really good too, because I think a lot of times those lead magnets that are like PDFs,
right?
Like, I don't need any more of those.
Yeah, you got to practice what you preach, right? So you can like go check it out and spy on what I'm doing. And it all relates back to what we talked about.
Yeah, and I'll make sure to put those in the show notes. But thank you so much for coming on and being a guest.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. This helps our podcast continue to grow and reach others just like you. As always, you can head over to loriannekunz.com to join our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at loriannekunz.co. That's all for now. See you next week.